All right.
Love
boat.
Love boat.
Love boat. We now welcome to the show both Scott Kaplan and George Sedano. Guys, what's going on?
We're good, pal. How are you? How are you feeling today?
I'm getting there. I'm going to be back, I think, on Thursday.
Okay, cool.
That's really good. I mean, George, how are you feeling? Because, you know, yesterday as the show went on.
I was feeling terrible.
Yeah. Were you really?
I'm not feeling great. I'm getting a test today, George. I'm not feeling great. But yeah, something's out there.
I don't have COVID, but my two kids also had colds in the non-COVID division. And then I got it right before I took on Saturday. I started to feel it right before I flew to Denver. And yeah, yesterday by the end of the show, I was good till about halfway through the show. And then that's it. I started to like wane after that.
And then Kaplan had to carry things.
Yeah. Cappy had to row that. By himself.
Yeah. I don't know about all that, but I'll just say this, that George was like sniffling and congested and coughing and sneezing. And I'm like, oh man, we're all going to get sick together. So is it just going around, or is it just going around 7-10?
So my mom works at an elementary or John Glenn Middle School out in the desert, and she says there's something going around that's not COVID that kids are bringing home.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So there's another thing out there that's, well, I don't know if it's flu or cold or whatever it is, but yeah. you got to test because there's no way to assume that, you shouldn't assume that it's COVID, I guess.
Right, for sure.
So I'm glad you're feeling better, George.
Yeah,
Are you working 8 days a week now? How many games are you doing every week?
8 days a week.
Not 8 days. I didn't work on Saturday, but I did work on Sunday.
You traveled on Saturday?
What's that? I did travel on Saturday, so I guess technically a work day. But the Mace, I'm doing more games this week. I'm doing another. I'm doing Chargers Jags
nice.
On ESPN Radio this week. Hopefully, Justin Herbert plays.
Let's go yeah. Jags.
And is Beto like your valet?
No, actually. So I got Beto because Scott turned it down. We had an opening for a sideline person this weekend, and Cappy turned it down, and he turned it down for honorable reasons. I'll let him explain in a second. So I was like, you know what? Let's give Beto a shot to be the sideline guy.
So Beto's going to do sidelines?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So I called Bristol and I said, let's give Beto the shot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Big break. Love that. Happy for Beto.
So, Cappy, you want to tell them why you rejected for honorable reasons?
Yeah, why did you turn it down?
Well, Mace, I'm sure you know this. Maybe you haven't heard this story, but you know that when the Chargers moved to L.A.,
uh-huh.
The very first game they were playing against the Chiefs in Dignity Park,
place down
yeah,
there.
The place in Carson, right. Yes.
The little soccer stadium that they were playing in.
They changed names like four times.
Right.
Yeah, where the Galaxy play.
Right.
Yeah.
So CBS assigned me that game. And I think it was like, I don't know, like Rich Gannon, Kevin Harlan, me, right?
Yep.
So on Tuesday of that week, the Kansas City Chiefs sent out their press release. And part of the press release says, here's the home TV, radio, whatever. I mean, they kind of give you all the different broadcasters on all the different platforms. And the Chargers saw my name on the press release. The Chargers PR department, at the orders of their ownership, called CBS in New York and said, he's not welcome in our building.
Really?
He's not welcome on our sideline.
Yeah.
We won't give him injury information.
Like, spiteful.
We're going to not help you guys if Kaplan is on the sidelines. So the executive from CBS calls me and he goes, hey, listen, Josh, I feel terrible about this, but we got to take you off the assignment. And I said, no, you're doing me a favor. I said, I don't want to work games with that organization. And so when George said to me, hey, we've got an opening for the sidelines for the Chargers Jaguars, you
Chargers,
want it?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I don't want it. And he said, but why?
It's
why would
good
you
for
be?
You.
He said, but why would you, me, be so spiteful? I'm like, no, you don't get it. I'll hurt the broadcast. Because when there's an injury, like, hey, what's wrong with Justin Herbert's rib cage? They're not going to tell me anything. It's going to hurt the broadcast. So I think the broadcast will be better with Beto than it would be with me. I can't work a Charger game.
Boy, you know, the Chargers hate me too, don't they, Ireland?
They hate you?
Yeah, they hate me.
Well, you've given them a lot of reason to hate you.
Like what?
Well, every time a Charger fan calls you, hang up on them.
Oh, well, that's something.
Weren't you a Charger fan at one point, Mace?
Yeah, I was. When the Rams were in St. Louis, I was a Charger fan.
Okay.
I hated the Rams when they left to St. Louis. Yeah, but I have nothing against the Chargers now. Justin Herbert's a great player. I hope he plays, all that stuff.
Yeah, me too.
But Ireland says they won't put anybody from the Chargers on our show because of me.
Well, no, they'll do it. They'll do it when you're not here.
Yeah,
and since you're not here a lot, that's easy to do.
Because when I was going to say that, we haven't tried with Cappy here, but because we also don't do any guests, but
Bergman doesn't allow it.
Guests are so old school,
right? Well, question asking.
I also feel like Cappy and I've gotten to such a fun groove. We really don't need the guests. I feel
totally
like the
agree.
Guests also impede us. Before Cappy was here, they would give us a bunch. You know, they'd give us the coach. They'd give us Tom Telesco. They'd give us players. So we haven't tried it yet. I'm curious to see if that.
Why don't
works
we try
out.
It? Why don't we try? Why don't we ask the Chargers if
we'll have
give
Lindsay
us,
try? Yeah, next week
we'll
or
ask
something
for Justin Herbert.
Herbert doesn't do any interviews, so
really,
it's not going to be him.
The Chargers PR guy, Josh Ruprecht, used to work with me at the Lakers and is a great guy. So if you can get to Josh, I think you can get it worked out.
Yeah.
So
George,
we'll
I'd love to hear you interview one of those players.
Because you think because at the end of the day, I may be like, well, what if Kaplan's not there?
Right. No. Just say this. Say Kaplan won't be part of the interview. They'll be like, okay, great.
Yeah. Step
and I'll
aside.
I'll just sit back and chill.
Step aside. Exactly.
Right.
That makes
That's
sense.
What I would do.
What if we do like a sneak attack?
Sneak attack.
Where
mean,
they don't
Kaplan
think
just
where
you're pops
like
on during the
yeah you're like
the...
camouflaged and you're like hiding under
you're
the
like
table.
Eli Manning you're gonna
yeah,
dress
exactly.
up and put a
yeah.
prosthetic nose on and,
yeah Chad
you know.
Powers I'm doing
Chad
the show
Powers.
With Chad Powers today
fast Chad
how about this how about we bring on a Charger player and I interview them under the thought that they're a Rams player.
Yeah. Well, that's just
so. As far as the Arizona Cardinals this week, I mean, what's the scouting report on these guys? And the guy, and the answer is like, I don't know because we're playing Jacksonville. I'm like, oh,
I don't like that strategy.
No, you don't like that one.
No,
that's
I don't like that strategy at all.
By the way, I don't know if you guys, I didn't catch all of when you were talking about Dan Orlovsky and that sound he made.
Yeah, I think he did it with his mouth.
He did do it with his mouth. I did find that out.
Okay.
So yeah,
here's what you're talking
now,
about.
The big change is the commitment to running the football.
Yeah.
So George, did you talk to Dan Orlovsky about it?
No, but I talked to someone who
works. Got it.
And he said they thought they were taping. He thought
That's
they were taping.
That's what I thought.
He thought they were taping.
And
so he thought he had another pickup. Yeah. So that's why if you notice, he pauses. And then probably someone in his ear is like, hey, we're live.
Yep.
And then he just went.
Do it live.
Yeah. So.
You know, Ireland has been all over this, and Bergman, too, has been all over this 49-year-old freshman at South Dakota State. Have you heard this story?
No.
Go ahead.
Okay. So there's a guy at South Dakota State. He's 49 years old. He's an active duty North Dakota Army National Guard member, and he is playing for North Dakota State. Playing football.
Uh-huh.
And here is what he says about his experience now playing college football at the age of 49.
I want to live life. If I had the chance and I didn't take it, I would regret it. I had the chance, and I'm taking it, and I'm living life to the fullest. And I'm having a blast out here with everybody all out here playing with these young kids and actually being able to keep up. Surprising myself a lot, so...
Okay, so the question is that inspirational? Because I find it to be inspirational. Here, this guy at the age of 49 is going to college for the first time. He's got eligibility. He's decided to play football. I think it's great. John thinks it's creepy.
I think that I think he's become the old guy at the college party who keeps coming back after everybody else has already left.
Well, I'll say this. I already, it would be cool if I hadn't already seen it before when Scott Bakula did that in Necessary Roughness.
There you go.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And Kathy Ireland is the kicker.
Right. And Sinbad was, Robert Loggia was one of the coaches. Hector Elizondo was the head coach. Yeah.
Sinbad. Whatever happened to Sinbad?
Sinbad.
He's still around, I'm sure.
That's a good question. What's Sinbad doing?
I don't know. He just sort of like fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, he really did. He's been
quiet. Mace, I love that story because if I still had eligibility and could go play somewhere, anywhere.
You would kick for like Lincoln Riley if he came calling?
Oh, my God, for sure. Listen, I'd go to Azusa Pacific if they came calling. You know what I'm saying?
Like, are you sure you don't have eligibility?
I'm pretty sure, although I may be able to say to the NCAA, because of COVID, don't I get an extra year? You know how many people or how many kids are playing college football this year that are beyond their fifth year, beyond their sixth year? I know a kid who's playing quarterback at Montana. He's in his seventh year of college football.
God bless him.
Seventh year. So clearly he's not an NFL player, but the dude just wants to keep on playing. So when I hear this 49-year-old guy who's going to college all these years after the fact and he's eligible to play because he never wasted any eligibility because he never went to school, I think that's super cool.
See,
what position does he play?
I think it's super cool, too. Ireland, quarterback. I don't get it. Yeah, I think it's totally ageist on your part that you are against this poor guy. Yeah, he's totally ageist.
Not only do I think it's creepy, I think he's becoming – I picture Mason being one of these guys that – remember those guys that when you were in high school, then went off to college, and then the next year came back to the high school parties?
No, never.
Yeah, that's what this guy's doing. He's
never looked back.
Yeah, he's 48 years old and he's hanging out with.
He never went to college before. He is a freshman. This is the first time he started studying.
Well, you
he's
don't
not
know
the
you
old
don't...
guy going back. He's the old guy trying to finish.
No, you don't know if he never went to college. He just never played football. Like I could go back to play football, even though I have eligibility because I never played. But I would have to go back as a grad student because I graduated.
Well, you know, when you were gone, Mace, John was also a party pooper. He didn't want the Dodgers to celebrate either, so there's that.
Yeah, I know. I he does that.
John's the
year.
Party
the
pooper.
Dodgers shouldn't celebrate.
Let me ask you this.
Act like you've been, all that stuff. The James Worthy wouldn't even touch the silver tray. I get all the stories, but this is baseball, and this is the way things are done.
What if LeBron, who did not go to college, decided after his NBA career is over at 40 years old or 42.
Well, I think there are rules that you can't be a professional and go back to college. So
but
there's
why not,
that.
But why not? Wait, hold on. But what if LeBron said this? You ready? I didn't go to college. I still have 4 years of eligibility. I'm going to go play football. I never played basketball in college. Yes, I was a pro basketball player. But now I'm going to college all these years later, and I have eligibility. Could LeBron go play college football?
Sure. I mean, in theory, he could.
I guess in theory, yeah. In theory, yeah.
Now, LeBron, this is an idea for you.
It's an idea.
Well, he did say he liked the Eli Manning thing, and he wanted to try that.
The Eli Manning thing is so damn funny.
It is really well
done. When he goes to Penn State football practice. Obviously, James Franklin is in on it, but I assume the players were not in on the joke.
Well,
No one else but James Franklin knew. Yeah.
There's a video somewhere of Chris Bryant from Las Vegas, the baseball player.
Yeah.
And so he came back to UNLV to put on a clinic for some college kids. And there was a guy walking around as a maintenance guy, and they needed a pitcher, so the maintenance guy volunteered to pitch. And he got up there and struck out Chris Bryant. And then Chris Bryant started looking at him going, "Man, that's a wicked curve you've got. Did you play somewhere?" And the guy's like making noise. He's just grunting. He's going, "Yeah, I played a little." He goes, "Do you have any other pitches besides that?" He goes, "Oh, here, I'll throw you a slider." Throws him a slider. Bryant can't hit it. Bryant walks out to the mound and he realizes it's Greg Maddux in a disguise.
Funny. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was the exact same thing Eli did, you know, which is, and Maddux is a Vegas guy too. So it was like a big funny thing. So I mean,
now, how would Morales feel about this? Because this is like sports, but it's not sports.
It's kind of sports. It's not really sport. I don't know. Morales was pretty good today. I thought he had a decent day.
How does our newest, biggest fan, Penis Thumbs, feel about it, though? That's
my question. I don't understand. Apparently, he is now in Reddit and in the community. Is that right?
Who? Penis Thumbs?
Penis Thumbs.
I haven't seen Penis Thumbs in our community.
Trust?
Yeah. No, he's not. Not that I've seen.
Wait, there's
I've seen him in the Mafia.
Yeah,
yeah,
Chris will know.
Chris is walking in right now. Chris,
Penis Thumbs is the leader of the Reddit, I believe.
Is Penis Thumbs part of the Sedano and Cap community?
I don't know about the Sedano and Cap community, but I did check out Reddit today, the Mason Ireland Reddit page.
Oh, God.
And Penis Thumbs is loudly praising Sedano and Cap, saying the show has grown on him over the last few months.
There you go.
Me too.
Like
you've
a fungus.
Him over.
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean, listen, I don't know why the mic's not working.
It is.
Oh, it is?
Well, now it is.
Just,
okay.
Yeah. Perfectly.
I can't hear it, but I don't need to hear myself. Anyway, the Sedano and Cap community of trust doesn't seem to have some of the Reddit players in there, but they are invited. Because we have so much involvement within the show, unlike the Mason and Ireland Mafia, where it's only Mason in there, we could fight off the negativity, the cesspoolness.
Yeah, wait a minute, you're the one driving the negativity.
Of course,
the
that's the bit.
Cesspoolness.
I'm not on Reddit. I don't know even how to read whatever it is you're saying.
You're not on it anymore, but when I track and go way back, several months ago, you definitely were on there.
Yeah, I know, but our friend...
Wait, you just said you didn't know how to go on there, though. I mean,
Alan Slee was Murphy Bed, who's, I think it's... Is that Rule?
That's Raul from the OC.
Yeah, he's the one that shut down the Reddit Rule. Page that
the other one. This other one, though, has a lot of old stuff, and some of it's too inside. So I think, Mace, you were feeding the beast back then.
Oh.
I was. I thought
the
it
beast
was
being
I
fed.
I thought it was going to be great, and it turned out to be just a complete cesspool.
Just awful. Shocking. Yeah, this is shocking. And then social media turned into a cesspool.
About all of us.
Yeah, and then Mason's like, oh, no, this is way worse than I thought it was going to be.
Mason, so, did you put out a poll today asking who's better looking, you or John Ireland?
Sure did.
Yeah, Mason's very offended that all the people on the show said I was better looking than him. Me, Greg, Jorge all think I'm better looking than him.
I said it too, John.
Okay, here's the update. Who is better looking? Ireland, 50%. Mason, 50%.
Wow.
Well, see, Mason, this is, I hate to break this to you, but this is kind of a loss for you because those are your Twitter followers.
Yeah.
You're the one that put up the poll.
It's the mafia. They're not mine. You
no, I don't go in the mafia.
Yeah. I know, but the point is that the mafia is for both of us. I didn't put it on my regular
Chris,
Twitter
is the mafia for both of us?
No, it's definitely a Mason show in there.
I don't know why Ireland doesn't come into the mafia and play.
I'm not smart
enough
to
figure
it out.
Didn't he do an AMA one time?
No, he's been in once.
Ended up doing it in his main timeline.
I didn't do it right, George. I can't figure it out.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you've spent more. Well, I know you joined ours at the beginning.
Yeah, I did. So, I'm in the community, and I'm in the mafia. I just don't know how to execute it.
I love the Sedano and Cap community.
Uh-huh.
I'm a very...
uh-huh, really? Man, you do, huh? Sure.
Hey,
really?
put up in the Sedano and Cap community. Who's better looking, Mason or Ireland?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, let's do that now.
Let me just do a test here. Of the two of us, me and Ireland, who do you think listens to your show more?
Well, Ireland generally doesn't listen because he listens to the PTI podcast. The other day he was listening when we were calling him a party pooper and saying that, you know, Kaplan's afraid of when he plays sound. But you definitely listen, Mace, because you text us during the show.
I text you every day. I totally dig your show. Your show.
Are you saying, though,
so
that because
fun.
You like our show, we should vote for you as being better looking?
Is that, yeah, that's what
I
he's
think that's
to
what
do.
He's lobbying for.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, just let me just ask you guys, who's better looking, me or Ireland?
Is this modern day Mason in Ireland?
Or
is currently,
this like
as we look right now.
Okay. Not like the pre-gray hair.
Right.
No, silver hair is there.
Okay.
And silver eyebrows for now.
No, I dyed them. I dyed my eyebrows. I got Just for Men and I dyed my eyebrows.
So he looks like Uncle Leo on Seinfeld.
I don't want Santa Claus eyebrows.
All right, okay. So I posted it now in the community. I'll see. Okay. We'll see what the results are.
Oh, I just posted it too. We did it at the same time. I'll delete mine. Let me delete mine. Hold on.
I got to go.
So the question is, who's better looking? Not
yeah,
Kianis,
Cap, honest, yeah. honest answer. What do you think?
I mean, John, you have really good hair, John.
So does Mason.
I know, but your hair is like always done nicely.
Yes, it is TV hair.
It's TV hair. It's a swirl.
Yeah. Mace kind of looks a little like, I don't know, at times he looks a little disheveled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He hasn't worn anything but a hat in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hat, hoodie. That's it. That's all you're going to get from me.
Well, I think that, but, you know, are you good looks? Are you referencing then, Kaplan? Are you saying it has to do with the, like, attire that helps?
Who is more handsome?
Who's got the goods? Who's got the raw material? I don't care what we're wearing. who's better looking?
George, who do you think? This is a tough call. The Sedano side.
I don't
out.
Think it's easy. Yeah, I think it's a toss up. Mason, you were like an actor for a minute, so I'll give it to you. Our audience, by the way, 50-50 as well. Early returns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, if you want to see some of my acting, go to watch Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus. It is some of my best work on Sci-Fi Channel.
We played it yesterday.
Did you really?
No. Yeah. Yesterday, Mace, we played the Nature Zone.
Oh, Nature Zone.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, that was awesome. I don't know why that show didn't get picked up. All right, hey, that's it. We're done. It is Sedano and Cappy coming up next. I'm still going to rush to my car and listen. Even though you're home. Even though I'm home.
I mean, you just put the app on, you know. Right?
Put the app on, exactly.
One app, one tap.
Sedano and Cappy coming up next. Live Imaging Tuesday. We're back tomorrow at 1. Michael Thompson's going to stop in tomorrow, which should be great. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yes, indeed. 4:17 p.m. in the Southland. It is Sedano and Cap.
Yeah, come on.
Alive Imaging Tuesday. Let's get it rolling, boys.
Yeah. Yeah, hashtag lit.
Well, that felt good.
Bam, bada, bum. Ding, da, bop. Bee, bada, bop. Bada, boop, bum. Bee, bada, boop.
Bada, bop.
Bee, doo, doo, doo.
Bada, ding, ding, doom.
Bada, bop.
Hello, Christopher. How was your birthday?
Well, the birthday celebration continues. In fact, tonight I'm only doing an hour of lit because I've got to get to the Del Rey and Pico Rivera as the celebration continues. But the actual birthday, the birthday party on Saturday night was fun. Funches and producer Laura were there. We were having fun. It's going to be beautiful the rest of the thing, but there are a lot of carbohydrates in my system because I ordered eight pepperoni pizzas today for the staff from Prime Pizza over in Little Tokyo, which Prime Pizza's all over the place, but it's so good.
So much food.
Yeah, a lot of carbs today.
Well, if I would have known that, I would have come by.
Yeah. So it was a party, Saturday, and then tonight there's another party, round two?
Now we just do dinners the whole way through, up until September 30th.
Okay.
Oh, you're a one-month person.
Here's the thing. I try to squeeze, some of those friends... You can't have at the party.
I don't have friends.
You got to have them separate.
I got to boo.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to tell certain friends. Hey, listen, don't come to the party. It's not going to be fun. So why don't you and I just do something on our own? So
right.
And that's what's happening tonight.
No, tonight is business. Actually,
I was going to say I thought like Sam and Tommy and all them are taking you out today.
No, Sam, but Tommy and Justin and I are going to. They're making the march down to Pico Rivera, the Del Rey. Sam is going to be next week. So see, we spread it out.
Wow, that's a nice birthday month.
Yeah,
that's what you got to do. And I noticed somebody on the on Twitter said I'm way too old to be celebrating or caring about my birthday that much. See, that's the bit. By the way, did you guys hear the bit today?
No.
Speaking of bits.
Sliwa, which
bit?
Didn't.
That Sliwa is the only person at the radio station that didn't wish me a happy birthday.
Wow. You're kidding me.
Wow. Yeah.
Everybody wished you a happy birthday other than Sli.
Right. That's why to prove how bad of a guy he is,
yeah,
I decided to order eight pizzas for the team. By the way, this isn't a corporate expense. I'm not like Shidano with the corporate card. This is my own money.
Okay. Mm. And did you tell Sliwa no pizza pie for you?
No, I let him have it. I'm not that kind of guy.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes him look even worse.
So I was at the DMV yesterday afternoon. I didn't get to hear a lot of Shidano and Cap. So Cappy had to carry the show?
That is not the case. George battled through.
That's what George said.
George deserves a Purple Heart for his effort yesterday. I can tell you that right now. He was sniffling, he was sneezing, he was falling apart, he was losing his voice. I mean, he was just having all kinds of trouble, you know? But he battled through. He got us all the way to 7 o'clock.
Beautiful.
Yeah, he did. You know, Mason and Ireland couldn't get out of the studio fast enough. They didn't even give me a chance to let everybody know that Super Crosstalk is presented by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill. They just left. They didn't even give me a chance to say that.
I pitched Ireland today on my promo idea for Super Crosstalk, where like you guys are all having fun, and then you hear the Jaws theme. And here comes Ireland with sports. He didn't like it.
He didn't?
That doesn't mean we're not going to do it, but he didn't seem to like it too much.
The less he likes it, the more we're going to do it, probably.
Shidano, how's your son doing? It's his birthday today.
It is, but he's like, no, it's not my birthday. I'm okay. And I'm just like, all right, bro, cool.
What does that mean?
So then I picked him up from school. I'm like, do you want a cake? No, no cake. And I'm like, okay, how about some cupcakes? And he's like, okay.
So hey, Chris, your cake Saturday night, I just saw it on social media. But that cake looked fire. What was that all about?
One of our listeners.
Correct.
Oh, do you know the name or I can't remember the name?
I can pull it up.
They wanted to make us a cake, and they brought out a cake that said CMM, and it had all my favorite things. Booze, little bottles of booze, the airplane bottles,
yes.
Edible cigars, and all kinds of stuff. It was really, the whole accoutrement. They had pictures of, they pulled some of my pictures from social media and made them edible. Mm-hmm. Our friends over at Crumbles made that cake, so thanks to them.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
When you say some of your favorite things, though, check me on this. Did I see a picture of Shidano and Cap and CMM?
They pulled that picture, I think, that Lindsay posted of us three with the big CY, Clinton Yates. I miss Clinton. I'm really starting to have Clinton withdrawals.
Really? What about Julian? Do you miss Julian too?
No.
Julian.
You don't miss the concierge?
Oh yeah, pump it up.
You just missed the big CY.
Mandy's too. I think that the opening act,
Electric Boogaloo.
You're going to hear this song, and I'm going to come out shirtless, and the clay machine's going to be rolling, and I come across Clinton and put my arms around him.
Wow.
And clay is like pottery clay is spraying all over our bodies.
So you're going to be throwing clay, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they call it? They call it throwing?
I don't know. But
wow.
Yeah, you throw. And so you're going to be out there throwing shirtless, and then you're going to go take your hands that have all this clay all over, and you're going to go rub them all over Clinton?
And then it rolls right into a pony dance.
Oh, man, I wish I had the song.
That is hot.
Are you going to the concert? To the Genuine concert?
I think Lindsay got tickets, but I'm not completely sure on that. Well, then we have to make it a party.
Yes, let's do it.
If we don't have tickets,
you guys going?
If anybody asks me, hey, King, I'll probably get them for you.
No, I already got my tickets.
All right. You don't need them. Really,
by the way, I caught up late. Was Rachel really mad because of you got producer Lindsay a hat?
She was, according to Cap earlier, unless I wasn't supposed to say that.
No.
How dare you, Cappy? What kind of man are you?
Well, I'll tell you what happened last night, George, after we parted ways.
Yeah.
So as you guys all know, Rachel and I, we track each other on our phones, right? So last night, because Chris, you got to understand, George and I went to lunch yesterday afternoon.
Oh, went to El Cholo. He'd never been, Chris.
Oh, you went to El Cholo right across the way, the downtown one?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was really great.
What'd you get?
I got the fish taco plate.
All right.
Which was, I mean, it's an overwhelming menu. Sometimes when menus are so big, I just go, just give me that. You know, and it's the wrong thing, but I liked it nonetheless. So we all leave the radio station, and I'm driving home, and I get to John Wayne Airport. And my stomach is not doing well. Now, I got an extra pair of underpants in the car. You know, I got a roll of toilet paper in the back should I need to pull over. But here's a little life hack for everybody. If you ever get into a situation where you're desperate and you got to get off the freeway and you got to get to a bathroom, the best place to go to a bathroom is always a hotel lobby. Because when you go to a hotel lobby, you can just sort of blend in. And if you say to somebody, excuse me, where's the restroom? They'll always tell you because they don't think people are coming in just to use their bathroom.
Right.
Now, at the Hilton, which is right across the street from the airport, there's no place to just like park for 5 minutes and just go in. You got to go through like the whole security arm. And they tell you the first half hour is free. After that, it's $26 per half hour. So I get out of my car and I'm like, I got 30 minutes to take care of business here because this could take a while. I was in the bathroom at the Hilton in Irvine for about 27 minutes and 30 seconds, and I just got out of their parking garage before I had to pay for it. Now, I get back down, and I get to Rachel's house because she went to pick up my daughter because I knew I was going to be late, and she's kind of giving me the cold shoulder. Well, today we had lunch, and she said to me, what were you doing at the Hilton for 30 minutes last night in Irvine?
The tracker.
Right. She's like, what, did you have to drop off Chris? And I'm not a liar, remember? I tell the truth. I go, hey.
No, you don't.
I said, Chris was not there last night. She said, well, then what were you doing in a hotel for 30 minutes?
Well, wait a minute. Why did she think I would be with you in a hotel for 30 minutes? What are we doing?
She figures you and me cruise south together, at least on Live Imaging Tuesday.
The Cappy Tracker.
Right. Yeah. So she said, what were you doing? And then I'm like, do I really have to tell you? She's like, yeah, I'd like to know. And then I had to tell her 27 minutes and 30 seconds in the lobby bathroom.
Oh,
and she was like, yeah, that's not something I needed to know. I'm like, well, you asked and you were tracking me. You know, that's what happened.
You let her track you.
And then, by the way, I gave her a hat that I got at the game this past weekend. And she actually said to me, she goes, did you just give me that hat because you know I commented on Lindsay's post yesterday?
And you said yes?
I said, no, of course not. I got this hat for you.
Mm. Did you?
Yes. Yes, George.
Doesn't sound convincing.
Yes, George.
No,
the answer is yes. The answer is yes.
Yeah. Mm. Laura, does that sound convincing?
Hell no.
Hell to the nah.
Mm-mm.
No. No, I have to ask something, though. Did you know that Rachel follows producer Lindsay on Instagram? And
I did not
or,
know that until yesterday.
And or that Lindsay was going to post that.
I knew Lindsay was going to post it. Lindsay would post it. I didn't know she was going to post it in that sort of like angle, you know?
Come on, Cap.
Well, I mean,
you need to go there.
I didn't know that. And then when I saw Rachel, and I didn't know that Rachel commented on Lindsay's post, I was actually looking on Twitter going, gosh, she never posts on Twitter. Then I realized it's on Instagram.
Yeah. Because Lindsay mentioned that Rachel posted something under her picture. Mm-hmm. And I then took a screenshot of it and put it in our group chat for you.
Right. And I was like, and I started to get nervous. Like, I started to sweat a little bit.
You did.
You know, like, oh, no. Like, she thinks that I got a gift for Lindsay, but she doesn't think that I got a gift for her. But I didn't really get a gift for Lindsay. It was all part of the bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lindsay was getting me tacos. She was working hard
on
tacos.
That weren't that great that you said weren't that great.
They really weren't that great. They weren't.
Shocking. The build your own taco place wasn't amazing.
They weren't Cleveland. That great.
The Coca-Cola meat?
Yeah, like this Coca-Cola marinated, some kind of barbacoa something or other.
Can we please not do this? Because this poor girl is going to come tomorrow back to work, and she's going to be like, she's going to want to like kill us all.
So. Right.
Well, I won't be around tomorrow, so.
So it's fine. All right. Well, the birthday month continues. Very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, all right. Coming up next, Christopher, I know you'll stick around and you'll do some more stuff on Lit here today. So we appreciate you staying in. I know you have to leave probably a little early, right? Is that the deal today?
I'm leaving at 5:00, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Yeah. So only get 33 more minutes of Lit, and then we're on our own, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Listen, I give you guys more of me than anybody else.
I'm not saying that otherwise.
We want more of you than anybody
I'm just
else.
Asking.
Whatever happened to our dinner? Is that still going to happen?
That's happening.
Well, yeah. I mean, we were going to, you know, we have to do it on a day where everybody's here, you know? So that's kind of part of the equation, too.
I'm going to suggest Tuesday of next week.
No, Tuesday, I got something.
No, how about Wednesday of next week? Tuesday. Wednesday work for anybody?
No,
Wednesday doesn't work? No.
I have dedicated Wednesday, September 28th, as Sliwa's day to make it up for me. Uh-huh. So he's putting together some sort of celebration.
Okay, how about Thursday of next week? Thursday work for anybody? Is that
well,
work?
I'm not going to be here next. I'll be in New York on Thursday.
Yeah, how about Friday? Is Friday work for anybody? No, Friday's no good.
No, definitely not Friday, bro. No offense. I'm not giving up a Friday for you guys.
No, it's all right.
I feel it.
I'm going to be at Ohana Fest that night, so I'll be down in Dana Point if anybody
needs me. We'll just do early October.
October, as the seasons change.
Yes, let's do that. Let's
I'm
look
not
at early
be
October.
Here.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Where are you going?
I'm going to Dallas for a
the
few
Big
days.
D.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the Big D. Well, Cap yesterday, speaking of the Big D, was talking about what were you talking about yesterday? Rubbing down balls, right?
Oh, that's true.
No, football.
Speaking of the
guys.
Big D, you know,
speaking of the Big D, footballs. When he was kicking, because we were talking about should they put a chip in the ball if they to measure if it hit the first down or not. And Cappy said, as a demented kicker, that
head
he,
case is what I said.
Head case. Well, demented head case is kind of the same thing.
I know, but head case sounds less mean.
Oh, because of Justin Fields on Sunday night?
Yeah.
That was a touchdown, by the way.
I don't think so.
Not anyway. That I like to talk sports, but that was a touchdown.
Nonetheless, Cappy
says
he likes
probably watching.
He feels that it wouldn't travel the same, and then he likes to rub down the balls, and it would feel probably different. And have you ever taken apart a ball? And you know, it was a very ball centric conversation.
Yes, I had to explain how kickers in the NFL really work the balls so that they can be properly treated when they get them out there to kick. You know, people don't know this. This is inside information right here.
It is a live imaging Tuesday. Little after 4:30 p.m. in the Southland, Shitano and Cap. Cappy, it is National Fried Rice Day.
Oh, I love fried rice.
Me too. Also on this day.
Ooh, I love fried rice.
Back in 1975, the number one hit, David Bowie with Fame.
Fame.
Yeah, that was a different version. I thought I hit the first post. Maybe it's coming up right here. So I think it's coming up here.
Instrumental, you know?
No, I hope it's not instrumental. Oh, here it comes. No, okay. No, never mind.
Fame.
Yeah, instrumental.
This might be a different version. It's okay. I'm a little off my game.
Instrumental on this.
Shitano and Cappy, 4:30 in the Southland. There you go.
Oh, it took a while.
Oh,
it did take a while, didn't it?
Speaking of fried rice, you know what's the best fried rice that I'm really into all of a sudden? That maybe I'll get some tonight. Crab fried rice. Have you had crab fried rice? Yeah.
So good, Cap. So good.
Yeah, sounds exotic.
Yeah, it's trying to think of what kind of restaurant you get the crab fries. Because a Chinese restaurant.
You can get it from a Thai restaurant, too.
Thai, yeah.
Chinese,
I usually get like a pork fried rice or a chicken fried rice or a special fried rice. I got a little shrimp in there as well. Throw all the proteins in. But it's Thai, huh? Yeah, Thai that does the crab fried rice. Very good. Let me get that tonight, I think.
Yeah. So Siobhan, who we love around here, Monterrosa, has tweeted in the community, ESPN has been very quiet in reporting about Brett Favre. What is that gentleman? She asks us. To which I responded, they reported it on the website at 9:13. Listen, it's not my week or month or year to run the network, so I don't know what's... And I also don't watch or listen every minute
Wait,
of the day.
Wait, you're not running the network?
No, I'm not.
I actually, all this time, kind of thought you were in some way.
Yeah, no, not the case. Okay. But they, I just easily just put Brett Favre ESPN, and the first thing that pops up on Google is the story about the shadiness of Brett Favre taking money from the state of Mississippi for a volleyball venture, welfare money. So yeah, like,
but you know what, George, Siobhan, I think what she was saying was that we 710 have been quiet
about
it. Well,
but what are we going to talk about Brett Favre for?
Well, that's just it. I mean, really, I was going to get into a deeper answer, but the answer for me is sometimes when there are stories that are bad news with bad people doing bad things, sometimes I sort of put blinders on and don't even want to get deeper into the details. I'll read the headline and know what's going on, but it's not fun. It's bad news.
Well,
and I think people
show,
live enough of bad news,
yeah,
you know?
Our show is definitely based on stupidity. I mean, we literally did a whole half hour the other day about how Ireland is making us talk about Robert Sarver when we didn't really want to talk about it other than to agree Robert Sarver seems like a really bad dude.
Well, so does Brett Favre. Favre seems like a really bad guy, and I saw Shannon Sharp rip him a new one the other day where he was like, you know, nobody talks about Brett Favre and the stuff that he does, but if this were somebody else, and he used Terrell Owens as an example, because if this were T.O., it'd be the only thing you hear about.
Oh, and so, I actually think if it was a current player, I think it would be news regardless of who it is. I think that a retired player, it's like, even if it's Brett Favre, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think of like an equivalent to this. I don't know, man.
Well,
like,
but the bottom line is to have a guy who's made millions and millions and millions of dollars as a player and as a corporate spokesperson,
okay,
take money from the state, and then to say, hey, is the media going to find out about this? Because if they're not, I'll take the money. If they are, I don't want to look bad.
Yeah, I mean, should the ESPN be reporting on Herschel Walker? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to talk about Herschel Walker.
What's his deal?
I mean, just you can Google it, bro. Like,
oh, okay,
you
know, I will. See?
He's got
I don't know about this.
Some outlandish opinions about stuff too. You know what I'm saying? And there's some stuff that's also not so nice in his background. So it's like, what are we supposed to do here? People like complain that ESPN was too involved in stuff that wasn't sports. And now we're complaining that they're not involved enough in the stuff outside of sports. Like, I just don't think you can win if you're ESPN, which is why putting it on the website and whatever they did on SportsCenter is probably enough in my opinion. Because here's the thing. What is there to say on an opinion show? Like, I get maybe Shannon Sharp is willing to talk about it, and that's cool. But, like, what are you supposed to say? Like, I'm, you know, if on Around the Horn, let's say, what do you want? Four people agreeing that Brett Favre is a bad dude for doing what he did? Like, I don't think that's good television at the end of the day.
I felt like what Siobhan was saying to us was, why aren't you guys at least talking about it? Like, here's a bad guy. Why are you guys not bringing it up? And I think, again, if I'm going to break it down here for a quick second, it's, that's bad news. And I feel like people just generally in their life don't want to hear more bad news. So when they come to here to hang out, I mean, we're all just having a great time for the 3 hours that we're all together.
Yeah, agree.
You know?
And she said it wasn't about us specifically, actually.
Oh, okay.
Just
thank you.
So you had that wrong.
Thank you for clarifying that. That's the way I accept it.
But yeah, they've done it on SportsCenter and they've done it on their website. Like, I don't know what more you want them to do. Like, do you want First Take to cover it? Like, okay, I guess, but
I'm guessing Stephen A. had plenty to say about it. Be a guess.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. But, like, again, I think that part of this is also, like, aren't there bigger things to discuss? Like, you know, I don't know. I look, also, every show entity has its own think tank on how to do stuff. So, I don't know. You know?
All right. Well, here.
You only have so much real estate on a day. Are you going to dedicate it to Brett Favre being a jerk?
Not much. But I will just say this. Since we're on the subject, I'll make it real brief. That is a really disgusting thing to do.
No, of course. There's no question.
To be that wealthy and to be that famous and to take from people who are in need.
Yeah, awful.
And then to think to yourself, well, it's really just about, am I going to get caught? If I'm not going to get caught, give it to me. If I am going to get caught, then I don't want my hands on it.
Yeah, but let me say
this
to you. Do you think that, like, that, and I'm not, this is not a defense of Brett Favre by any stretch of the imagination, so don't take it that way. But, like, rich people stay rich, bro, because they get hand-me-downs. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a lot of ways, rich people complain about, quote-unquote, you know, historically, right? Rich people have complained about, oh, you know, big government, blah, 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 you know, giving out hand-me-downs to the people that actually need it, which is the ridiculous part. And then, yet they'll take corporate welfare all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's what I call it. Like, it's why I don't like, people say I'm hard on the Rams in regards to their stadium stuff because I've had some opinions on the PSL stuff. Yeah, it's just my personal opinion. But what I will say this, I'll give Stan Kroenke a bleep ton of credit for building that thing with his own money. I'm not a big believer, and same thing for Ballmer building his building with his own money. I'm not a big believer in public funds for stadiums. Like I'm not a big believer in corporate welfare for billionaires to build stadiums. Like, get out of here with that.
I'll agree with that. That's why the Chargers are no longer in San Diego. We've talked about, you know, my whole deal with that team and that franchise. That's what they wanted. They
Howard Alonso just tweeted us, wait, aren't there bigger things to talk about? Y'all spoke about Will Smith slap for months, and that was nothing about sports. Okay, let me start with this. Number one, we did not talk about it for months. We literally talked on this show, at least. We talked about it for one day, and then the running joke was Cap didn't want to talk about Will Smith. He banned Will Smith talk unless Will Smith came on the show,
He still has not come on.
Okay, so let's start with that. Second of all, the slap is way more lighthearted than talking about Brett Favre doing some horrific things, stealing welfare money. Like that, I think that those are two different things. So if you want to try to make that correlation, I'm not seeing that correlation between Will Smith and Chris Rock getting into a slap fight at the Oscars and something as serious in regards to that. And by the way, one thing is us having, you know, our brand here is goofiness and silliness and stupidity. That the Will Smith falls into that. The Brett Favre stuff does not. We also did not want to talk about Robert Sarver more than literally at the beginning of one show saying Robert Sarver's a bad dude. Okay, at least according to these filings and these reports. So, man, listen, you can pick and choose what you want to nitpick on this show about. But I feel like we're fairly consistent in the fact that we want to have fun on the show. And yeah, maybe there are times that is unavoidable. But I feel like Brett Favre, like the news shows can cover that. That's not for us to be talking about because, A, I think we're just going to be in agreement. And what's that going to do for the show? Like, hey, yeah, we all agree, Brett Favre, bad dude.
Look what you've done here today, Siobhan. I mean, just when I was thinking that maybe there was a bit to be had where we take requests on things that we haven't
never
covered, where people could send us their requests and we would just say, okay, Siobhan requests that we have a comment about Brett Favre, and then we would do that. But now, Siobhan, look what this has turned into.
Yeah,
man, everybody's angry in the community now.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, dude. Like, but this is the whole point. I don't want to because this is exactly what we just talked a whole segment about the thing I didn't want to talk about because it's not fun. And this show's supposed to be fun. And the other part of it is we're going to agree he's a jerk face.
I might have had another name, but jerk face works for me. The first four letters probably wouldn't have started with a J. Could have started with another letter. One syllable. Jerk face is not it. Different kind of face. You would call him a bleep face.
Okay. Bleep face is fine, too.
Okay. Bleep face, jerk face. All different kinds of faces.
Yeah.
Bad dude. How's that?
Yeah. Not hard. Not hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? And to make the correlation, to try to make the correlation between us talking about Will Smith for a day. I mean, listen, I'm Cuban, bro. We're Hispanic. We exaggerate like mother bleepers, okay? But a month, Howard Alonso, get the bleep out of here, okay?
Oh, my.
We talked about it for literally one day. The day after, when everybody else was talking about it. And then I was like, and I was actually on the side that nobody wanted to agree with. And we actually even talked about it because I was like, you know, I kind of get where Will Smith is going, like when he wanted to defend his wife. And then you guys got all down my throat because of it.
Yeah, that was a bad take.
Or up my tuchus, however you want to describe it.
Bad take on your side.
Okay, I mean, that's fine. Won't be the first, won't be the last.
Probably not.
I mean, I still stand by it, but it's fine.
When is Will Smith coming on the show?
I don't know. Why don't you ask?
Hey, Will. What's up, dude?
By the way, Siobhan was great on Saturday night. Her and her husband came to the party.
Siobhan is great.
So nice. So
love
nice.
Having
no, she's great.
She gave me a look.
My beef is now with Howard Alonso, who's trying to make a ridiculous correlation.
Oh, no. Because you know what happened yesterday? There was a guy, Chris, you may not have heard this.
I was at the DMV.
So yesterday, George and I had, because we were really football heavy yesterday, and I happened to mention the Triple G Canelo fight, and I said that I scored the fight 11-1 for Canelo, maybe if I was being generous, 10-2. Oh, my God. That turned into a you-know-what storm in the community because one guy broke out his entire resume of the number of credentials he's ever received in boxing promotions and that we don't know anything about boxing and how dare we come on the radio with this sort of an opinion. And then we wind up tweeting a couple of like the really well-known boxing writers who one guy scored at 12-0 and the other guy scored at 11-1 and that guy just continued to rip away. And then George just went crazy. George went off.
Well, how'd you score, George?
I had like 10-2 or 9-3.
I miss the days when Jim would throw to Howard Letterman. And they're like, Jim,
well, Jim, 102, 101 for Canelo. Right. Love that. Love Howard Letterman. Well, Harold Letterman.
Was it Harold?
Harold.
Sorry.
Larry Merchant. That was a great team back then.
Old Max school. Kellerman?
Yeah.
Jim Lampley?
But
Lampley?
Even before Max.
Yeah.
Although Max was great, too.
Nah.
Well, Jim, I scored at 105, 101 for Canelo. Missed that guy. George, you okay, man?
No, I'm just annoyed. And now people are like, didn't Brett Favre work for ESPN? No, he did not work for ESPN, ever. And, you know, Crypto Ray, who I like, is trying to tell us that he did like a segment or something or a hit every week on ESPN Milwaukee. That station is not owned by ESPN.
What does that have to do with us?
I know, but that's
well,
my
the
point.
Problem is everybody thinks you run the freaking network, man.
Okay, well, I don't.
Well, you know, you
yeah, but
Sinatra
does
do.
Have a lot of juice, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first you're like, oh, hey, Kaplan, you want to be on the broadcast? No, I don't. Well, I got Beto on the broadcast. We just all assume you're running the network, George.
Well, I'm not.
Okay, well, I thought you were, too.
Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN is brought to you by the biggest card show in the West, the Las Vegas Card Show, October 6th through the 8th at the World Market Center in Vegas. For more info, check out LasVegasCardShow.com. Producer Laura, hit it.
Yeah, I'm Rob Basin. I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone. Because when I get stupid, I mean outrageous, stay away from me if you're contagious. Come on, George. I know you know every word to
no,
this song.
No, I'm not singing for anyone. Everyone can go bleep themselves.
Stand by. On this day in 1988, Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock released the album It Takes Two, Yo. The yo wasn't on there. It was just It Takes Two.
Da-na-na-na. I mean, come on, man. Really, George? They got you this upset?
So, no, I only got 12 minutes left on Lit, so come on.
Bleep everyone.
Bleep them all.
Even me? We're besties.
I mean, not you.
Okay, good.
Why me?
Not you either.
Okay.
How about me?
Maybe you.
Just a little bit?
I kind of thought that.
Yeah. It's maybe you.
I just posted a picture in the community of my bottle of Tequila Mandala that's sitting right next to me. I want everybody together to have a shot of Tequila Mandala. Let's put smiles on our faces and let's get over all this nonsense that has just taken place. What do you think?
No, everyone, bleep everyone.
I think I'm going dry martinis tonight.
Really, that's what you're going to do?
I think so.
Yeah.
Dirty?
Yeah, dirty martinis.
Always.
That's what I'm dirty
oh
martinis.
Oh my God, how many of these people are going to keep tweeting me about ESPN Milwaukee? ESPN does not own that station, guys. Stop. For the love of God, what do you want me to do? And we're not, and because it's a Good Karma station, let me tell you something about the people at Good Karma. Do you think they care if I talk about Brett Favre? No, I don't. Brett Favre is an awful dude, okay? I don't care. I don't talk about it because the sports we do talk about, 9 times out of 10, generally tend to be Southern California sports because you guys complain when we talk about anything that's not Southern California sports.
All right, how are we going to get George?
Rack him.
Tequila
no,
Mandala.
No, I'm out. Chris can do the rest of the show. Chris, you're going to have to skip your dinner. I'm out.
No.
How can we do Tequila Mandala intravenously for George Sedano?
I can't skip my dinner.
Because it's at Del Rey, right?
Yeah, I love Del Rey and Pico Rivera.
Okay.
And they were closed on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Wow, they close on Mondays, hey. Do they?
A lot of places close to you know.
Pico Rivera.
Yeah, exactly. The hyenas are. I think we lost George.
He really got upset.
Well, it's going to be the it's going to be Cappy, Funchy, and Laura coming up
hey.
The rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, Cappy and the Funchy bunch.
You know, we're Latinos. We get heated. You know, our blood boils. And then we got to relax and things, you know, we calm down and then we're good.
Okay.
Take a shot and we're good.
I bet you George just went to get a shot at Tequila Mandala.
Probably. It's okay. Always getting a little of the, you know, natural relief. You know what I mean?
Not exactly. What do you mean? The natural relief. Explain
like, you know,
that a little
like,
more.
You know, maybe a gummy or something.
Oh, okay.
No,
got
not
it.
Something else. Not something else.
Okay, that's not natural relief.
Not pixie dust like you, Cappy. No.
Right.
No,
well, I've been off the pixie dust for a little while, you know.
Okay, now I feel better because Howard Alonso then tweeted, says, see? I stand with you, and you are correct. It was Mason that spoke 24/7. You are correct. Hashtag love George.
Okay. We'll see. That was good.
See, that's
see,
nice.
I told you
but
guys.
This
that's
Fred really nice. Robledo, you know, who works for one of the newspaper groups down here, he's always tweeting like he's some smartass. And he's saying, oh, you know, Good Karma does the deal with Brett Favre. I don't even know if that, if, first of all, I don't know if that's still a deal that they have. Number two, no one here censors, and maybe it is, but no one here censors me. I literally rip management to their faces, for God's sake. Like, how does that have anything to do with us?
Yeah. Yeah. My man Sedano says,
no, but I'm serious.
What does that have
like,
to do with us?
Chris laughs and like tells me it was always easy, easy, because I'll say things that pisses management off all the time. Like, you think Brett Favre is the is some sort of line of demarcation? Get the freak out of here, man.
Ooh, ooh.
Steve Mason has texted.
Yes.
Did you guys see that?
I did.
No, I don't have the Steve Mason.
He didn't send it to you.
Oh.
Oh, that's shady as freak.
And he said, I'm here if you need me. So he was ready to jump in.
Right. Should Sedano not be able to continue because of his anger at this one? And I don't know who to blame today. Do I blame Siobhan, who I love, I adore? Do I blame Siobhan?
I don't think
Siobhan.
I'm not drinking either. I don't think she meant for people. You know, people just sometimes, it's just haters, you know?
Haters. Don't hate. You know what I say. Celebrate.
And I love the circle. We love the circle. And usually the circle doesn't create drama. Are we having mafia people join our circle creating drama?
Well, no, but Siobhan's not. Siobhan's.
No, not her. I'm talking about the
other
people.
Oh, some of the other people? They could be mafia people. They could be Mason and Ireland listeners trying to infect us.
Yeah.
And it's working so far.
Right. Like this guy, Drewski, says, why do I love Salty Sedano so much? You know, and he's got Michael Jackson sitting in the movie theater, you know, eating popcorn.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Tim in the OC says, I love when Sedano's in a bad mood. Vinny says, Cuban Heat is pissed. See what y'all did. And Lake Show Drew says, Sedano needs to chill.
Well, you know what upsets me?
Tell me.
Is that you, any of you, no, seriously, that what upsets me is that any of you would dare say that I could be censored by someone. Like, get the freak out of here.
Who's saying you should be censored?
That's
I'm not
what
sure.
they're implying. And
who
that is?
Is
what the audience. And that pisses me off.
Oh, that you think that they're saying that the reason we're not talking about the Favre thing is because we're being censored?
Right. That's what they're implying.
Oh, I thought there was a different
You just got that there, Cappy?
Yeah, I mean, seriously? It took you this long to figure that out?
Well, because I'll tell you what I thought the implication was different. I thought the implication was you guys aren't talking about him because he's a white guy. And I've even seen some people in the community say, hey, if it was a black athlete, you guys would be all over him all day long because they're bringing up Colin Kaepernick. And I'm like, that pisses me off. See, that you thought that they were saying, we've been censored. I thought they were saying, you're choosing not to talk about him because he's white. And that pisses me off even worse, much more so than the notion of censorship.
As someone who's worked with Sedano for a few years, he cannot be censored. I'm just putting that out there.
Well, he kind of can be, because a lot of times you'll dump stuff that he says that shouldn't
be
dumped.
No, but
that's not me being censored.
That's me not trying to get us fined.
That's her
Cappy.
Not trying to get fired. Right. Like, that's a difference. Like, I actually said it, so it doesn't matter. Right. Like, the audience may not have heard it, but...
Yeah, it's a different type of...
Censorship.
Censorship, yeah.
No. It's like, what I mean by censorship is like management coming to you can't talk about this. No, right. Nah, bro.
No.
Is that what people think, though? Here. Like, do people think that management comes to us and go, hey, listen, guys, I want to tell you something. Let's stay away from it.
Brett Favre. Like,
nobody. Nobody has said that. I mean, I can't remember any time that management has said to me in the 3 years that I've been at 710, hey, dude, don't talk about this, okay? Stay away from this one. This one's not for you. Stay away from this. Nobody ever says that to us.
And here's what the other thing is. Mm. Like, my thing is this. It's like, do you realize how, like, we talk openly about how the Lakers got so mad at us here at this station a couple of years ago because we were negative about them having a bad season when LeBron first got here. And, you know, some of that stuff has been smoothed over. Maybe not. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. Ireland says they still hate me. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. But when I do games there, they seem to be very nice. But, like, literally, that's, like, you know, and the Rams, people, the teams that we're on with, who are our partners, right, like, get mad at us because sometimes we say things that we feel and they don't like it, and that's, and you have to figure that stuff out. Like, you think that's, like, not enough for you to realize, hey, we're not going to not talk about something? Like, if we're told not to talk about it? Like, no one tells us what to talk about here.
Hey, George, let me play something for you, okay?
Where's the Jaws theme? All right, listen, I want everybody to take a deep breath. I want everybody to get a shot at Tequila Mandala. And at the top of the hour, I want everybody to reset. That's what I want everybody to do. I got my bottle of Tequila Mandala right here. I actually literally
got up. That
happened
earlier, too. Don't worry.
You what?
No, I thought that we were in talk back, but that's okay. Yeah, no, we tried to hit the Jaws theme, but the Jaws theme is mysteriously something else right now.
Why?
No, the Jaws theme is about John, right? He didn't seem to like that bit when you talked about it, by the way.
Love that.
No,
bit.
Not at all. But we're
he
still going to do
even
it.
Respond. Like, it was
no, he responded
like,
here. He just looked at me.
Right.
When he said, oh, because you don't want to talk sports. And he was intense and he was looking at me.
I heard it on the radio. It sounded uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable not just on the radio, but in this room.
I love uncomfortable radio.
Yeah, but we're still going to do the promo. It's a good bit. Yeah. When you least expect it, during Super Crosstalk, John Ireland will strike. Then there'll be a clip of like, hey guys, Muncy just hit a home run. And you're all like, okay.
Well, he did do something about the Dodgers too, didn't he? Yeah, right in
goes,
the middle of that.
Right,
he said,
hey,
like,
the Dodgers just won.
Got within one run.
Right, he goes, the Dodgers just won. They were down 5-1. They came back and they won 6-5.
No, so today, it's only him and I in the room, no Mace, right? So I'd be walking back in here before, you know, during the stop set. And he would just be like, oh, base is loaded. And I would look back thinking he was talking to Greg or something. I'm like, oh, okay. And I would just sit down and not say anything. I love John, though.
Oh, that's great. Oh.
Well, guys, I'm going to go drink some dirty
Come
martinis.
On, really? You're
Get
really
it.
Leaving us?
I can't believe you're leaving.
I spend more time on Live Imaging Tuesdays to the point that Mason had a meltdown the other day.
You go on Mason in Ireland for John to give you the dirty look. I mean, jeez.
Well, they were here during, it's the time of day. The golden time of day is...
Ina Sliwa didn't wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah.
And you were there the whole show?
You guys just... Mm-hmm. Let me consider. I might come in Thursday. Just for you.
Live Aww. Imaging Thursday?
Maybe.
Hashtag
lit. Lit2. Lit
yeah.
2.
We'll see.
Lit 2.0.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right. Let me know.
You love us.
I do. You guys are my favorite show. That's established.
I'm going to cut that.
Right. Have fun. Sedano, just take a deep breath. It's all going to be okay, baby.
Let's play the relaxing music. There we go.
Southern California News Group. Newspaper gosh. Is that?
Who are those? Those are all those newspapers that aren't the OC Register. Although the OC Register might be part of it now.
I mean, listen, you're working for a dying medium. I mean, not that radio is not a dying medium in some ways,
George.
Too. But I mean, geez. You want to play the semantics game with me, but go right ahead. Robledo. Robledo.
Shitano fired up the rest of the afternoon right here.
Yeah, you need to know is coming up next, I guess. We'll do that.
People like it. People like when Sedano's fired
Who's
up.
Doing what you need to know? Funchy?
Funchy is.
Yes, sir.
All right, Funchy. You better bring it because I'm in a bad mood.
I got some happy news for you, too.
All right. Thanks. But that's happening next.